From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Recent changes to the Clean Fuels Production Tax Credit could benefit farmers and ranchers in the future. Chad Smith has more.
Long-awaited updates to the Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit, known as 45Z, have been announced by the Department of Energy. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the changes allow for calculations of tax incentives using the GREET model.
It's used to help determine the level of tax credit given. So the GREET model consolidates all of the greenhouse gas emissions of each step of the biofuel supply chain, dependent on things like the form of transportation and farming practices, into a specific emission rate for a gallon of fuel.
The emission rate becomes a carbon intensity score, and the lower the score, the higher the tax credit. Congress authorized the change to the GREET model through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act last year.
With this update, now only feedstocks that originate from U.S., Mexico, or Canada can qualify for this clean fuel production tax credit. So that helps ensure that tax incentives are supporting the North American agricultural supply chain.
The credit can help support stronger demand for U.S.-grown feedstocks, which would be a big help to farmers in the future.
We continue to urge USDA to provide greater flexibility for the accepted conservation practices from farmers when they determine the carbon intensity of the feedstocks. Farmers should be supported for lowering emissions of feedstocks and should be adequately compensated for that.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Rural Minds Matter. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Kansas Farm Bureau has increased the award for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year award winners to $2,000 per category. The goal of the awards is to recognize Kansans who are strengthening mental health support in rural communities and making a meaningful impact. Nominations are due July 17th and can be completed online at kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter. The American Farm Bureau Federation will host Fall Women's Communications Boot Camp October 26th through the 29th. To date, more than 350 women have graduated from this intensive training, which is open to all female members interested in building the skills needed to communicate about agriculture and for Farm Bureau. The application period is now open and ends on August 10th. For more information, visit fb.org. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
Agriculture needs you. Let me give you a little background. Every day, there are groups and people attacking what we do. They've got celebrities, glitz, glamour. But here's the thing. The public still trusts farmers and ranchers. That's something money and fame can't buy. How do we use that trust? That's where you come in. We need to all be the face of agriculture. Tell your story. Share why you do what you do. But do it with honesty, not confrontation. Talk about the care you take, the steps you follow, to make sure you're protecting the air, water, and soil for the next generation. We're doing incredible things, producing more food while making the world better. Let's use that to set the record straight when misinformation spreads. Kansas Farm Bureau can help with training, resources, and opportunities to connect with consumers. But when the chance comes, it's up to us to step forward. Sure, the other side has money and fame, but we have something they never will. Trust. And if there's one thing we know how to do, it's face long odds and get the job done.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.